Welcome to Nacho Fitness Coach, the podcast where fitness is more about fun than form. I'm Sarah, the fitness expert who lifts heavy and loves a good challenge.
And I'm Kaylee, a newbie who runs more for survival than sport.
We're here to remind you that fitness doesn't have to be serious.
But we definitely take the snacks seriously.
So if you're looking for some laughs and a few questionable fitness tips,
you've come to the right place. Welcome to season 5.
So Kaylee, what do you like to listen to when you work out?
I don't know. Sometimes a podcast and sometimes music.
Hey, wait. This is a podcast. What if you could have both?
At the same time?
Oh, yeah. Podbeat is a free mobile app that lets you add any beat style to any podcast for your workout. It's easy to do and free to download in the App Store. Kaylee, you sound pretty cool with the trap beat, but Sarah, the funk beat works for your voice.
So if you want to make our podcast work for a workout, check it out in the App Store.
They even have Podbeat for Android users in the Google Play Store. Okay, on to the show. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Nacho Fitness Coach, the podcast where we may not be topping the podcast charts, but we're always topping off our wine glasses. I'm Kaylee, and here with me, as always, is my co-host Sarah, who I am legally obligated to inform you after being contacted by her lawyer.
Oh, there's paper?
Oh,
there's a letter.
Sorry, I know this is awkward, but... Please be advised that my client does not maintain an account with OnlyFans or any similar platform. Any further false statements or insinuations to this effect will be considered defamatory and may result in legal action being pursued against you for defamation of character and any associated damages. We strongly advise that you cease and desist from making any such statements immediately.
You could have just said, you could have just told me. Just talk to me.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you got the memo.
Oh, we're going to act like this is a bit.
A sheriff show up at my house this afternoon. It was just a joke.
Oh, so. My gosh. You are
on a roll. If I put half as much energy into my, you know, health and fitness as I did into
the ChatGPT like intros. Oh my goodness.
So, you know, sorry, this is awkward, but it's where we're at.
Well, so Kaylee, I'm glad you received my letter. About anything.
I mean, I think the only thing we can really do is just move on, you know?
Well, yeah, right, yeah. So, okay, well, so I have a topic for today that caught my attention on social media.
Okay.
Because if you remember back to, I think it was like the end of season 4, like the Picky Eaters episode.
Yeah.
Like 21, maybe, I think.
Something like that.
We went on a bit of a tangent around my idea for a business, mm-hmm. that, you know, people think that if they slap a bunch of peanut butter and oats together with other, you know, flavors that they make protein balls. And my point was they're fat balls because they're mostly butter.
Right.
Peanut butter.
Right.
So anyways, we ran on this rant and.
Well, I mean, we came up with a whole ass business.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yes. And it's
called fat balls.
Still a very solid concept, but. This particular video caught my attention.
I would say it was well-rounded.
It was. It came full circle. And had nothing to do with the logo of our production company. Anyway, so there's that. But it caught my attention because it was a sneaky way for me to get my toddlers to eat protein. And I was like, ooh, what is that?
Balls.
What's your sneaky way
okay, yeah.
for you to get your kids to eat protein? Because they had like the little silicone, you know, cupcake kind of mold thing. And I was like, oh, what's she going to make in that? Like my mind went to like little egg bites or like little souffles for like breakfast mm-hmm. or something. And all of a sudden then like a bunch of bananas appears. And I was like, well, those are not protein.
Yeah. You were like, those are carbs.
Those are carbs.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay. Yeah. So what is she going to, that's not going to taste good with eggs. So she's yeah. clearly not going down the breakfast path.
You're like, what's this bitch doing?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was like, this doesn't look right. So then she like sliced them all up and put them inside each little like compartment. That was like a cupcake mold or whatever. And I was like, okay, so we have carbohydrates, which is not a protein.
Right.
How is she going to make this into something that's protein? And all of a sudden she flashes a jar of peanut butter.
Mm.
And then melts it.
Oh.
And pours it over top bananas. And fills up like the cup of, you know,
the cupcake cup,
the little cupcake cup. So there's a small little slice of banana mm-hmm. and then it's surrounded by peanut butter.
Okay.
And I'm like, there's hardly no any protein in that.
Yeah. You're like, this bitch is crazy.
It's all fat and carbs.
Yeah.
There's no protein.
Okay. So then what?
And then that was the treat. That was the snack. That was her way of sneaking in protein for her kids.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, and bananas.
Oh, canceled. Totally. Immediately, no.
No, but I'm like, what? No, this is why some people just should not have social media accounts.
Or kids.
Or kids, because if you can't even teach them or feed them correctly. I mean, so that was the whole premise of the post was like, oh, somebody asked me, like, what's a healthy snack that I serve my toddlers? And this is the way that I sneak in protein. And I'm like, but there's literally hardly any protein.
Okay, but like
those two ingredients.
Okay, can you call it a healthy snack, though?
Yeah, but her text actually on the video said, this is my sneaky... Here, hold on. I think I even did a screenshot of it just so you can see it. Sneaky way to add in protein for my kids.
Oh, yeah, right there in black, literally in black and white.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. like on the top of the video, banana and peanut butter bites. Hashtag easy recipe. And I'm like... And then I think she puts it in the freezer.
Well, and I mean, it says what frozen. What is a serving of peanut butter has how much protein? Six?
None. I mean, not hardly any. I don't think it's even that much. I mean, you have got probably 6 or 7 grams of fat, but per, see, a serving of peanut butter.
I think my jar of peanut butter says 7 grams per serving.
So a peanut butter serving is typically 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
Peanut butter nutrition. And so you usually have 14 grams of fat. Okay, so this one says, this is just the generic one that popped up. 16 grams of fat
yeah.
in 2 tablespoons, which those little cups probably could have been. Well, it has 6 grams of carbs and 8 grams of protein. But still, there's twice as much fat.
Right. And so here's the thing. People are just snoozing on using peanut butter as a source of fat because protein's having such a moment.
I guess so.
But like, then, okay, but look, watch this.
But then that's 188 calories.
Okay. Right here in my hand, I have a Fiber One in big bold letters protein.
What? That's got to be more carbohydrates than protein. There's absolutely no way. Try it. See, what does it say?
I already know.
You know how many grams of carbs is in that bar?
I do.
14.
No.
More or less.
There's less carbs than protein.
In that Fiber One bar?
Yep.
Well, no, that's the marketing on the front. Read the actual, like, label. What does the gram say on the back? Because there's also a
How much protein do you think is in this, first of all? This marketed as a protein bar.
12.
No.
10.
No.
20?
No.
6.
6.
Jeez.
Oh, carbs. What do you think?
It's got to be closer to like the 16 then or 20.
16.
See, here's what's funny.
So why does it say, what's the difference between net carbs and total carbs?
That's exactly where I knew it was going because it's a Fiber One bar, which is complete bogus too. That's a complete marketing thing as well. So and it started with like the ketogenic diet they came up and they said, well, here's this thing that we actually are now creating that says, here's your net carbs. So what they do is they take out your so it should be on the back.
Because people don't want carbs. People think carbs are bad.
Right, which they're not.
So we got to make it look like there's less carbs.
Yeah, so it's all the marketing on the front, which is what you very quickly just read. But because you once said, because at the beginning you said it's a Fiber One bar, I knew exactly what they were probably doing on the front. Yeah. So look at the back, and there was like 16 grams of fat or carbs, right? 16 grams of carbs?
Yeah, it says total carbs.
How many grams of fiber does it say that it's on there?
8 grams of dietary fiber.
And so then what is it on the front say net, your net carbs are?
5 grams net carbs.
Then where is it getting the rest of that? See, that doesn't even like add up. Because usually what will happen is they will do like the total carbs minus the fiber grams, give you the quote unquote net carbs, which is just, it's a made up marketing.
Yeah.
It does has nothing to do with how your body actually processes and mm-hmm. uses any of those macros for.
But like 6 grams of protein, like that's energy. Not a lot. Like to grab a bar that's like very heavily marketed as like protein
bar. It's not.
That's not a lot of protein.
It should be like 20. Like in my opinion, mm-hmm. if you're going to grab a protein bar.
Right.
It should be more like levels of meal replacement.
Right.
I think it's maybe time for a little quick ad break.
For more content, follow us on TikTok at Nacho Fitness Coach. Okay, we're back. I have a question. Sorry if you weren't done.
I'm done.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Because are you gonna stay on topic or are you going somewhere else? It doesn't matter. Go ahead and go.
Kind of both.
Okay.
My protein shake.
Yeah.
My protein powder.
Yeah.
Is 50 grams.
Right. Because your serving size is double, right? Didn't we figure that out?
It's two scoops. But I guess what I don't understand is because I see so many, like most protein powders are like 32 grams or 30.
Yeah, because the scoop sizes, they'll usually say it's one scoop. So like the protein, the ones that I have at home, it is the serving size is only one scoop and then it's 25 grams of protein. But the different brands will have different sizes of scoops.
Oh.
So like I have one that's kind of a little bit more narrow and skinnier. So the volume of that brand's protein that I get is less. So then the one that I have that's marketed as 30 grams per scoop, the volume of that size plastic scoop is like just enough bigger to where I get more powder to make up that extra 5 grams. Yours is probably the same similar size of my 25 scoop one. But on the back, it says it's 50 grams because you're doing two scoops.
Yeah.
Which anyone could do and then just have double and.
Yeah, I just, you don't ever hardly see like a 50 gram because it's like the Muscle Milk Pro series.
Yeah.
Whereas like then you can get the genuine
powder
or whatever that's like 32 grams or.
It's honestly probably the same stuff. It's probably just the scoop. So I bet you if you do like the regular one, if you would look, it probably only says one scoop on the back. And you can actually too on your nutrition labels where it'll say like one scoop. Then there should actually be a gram number, which is like the grams on the scale that you could see. Yeah. So you would probably see that Pro one probably has like, say like 200 grams on the scale in parentheses. But the one that's marketed as 32 probably only has like 110 grams on the scale or something like that.
I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it comes down to like if somebody's trying to stay within the serving size, like my 50 grams is one serving size.
Well, but it just plays into what else you're eating for your day.
Right.
You can calculate it however you want.
But I mean, you could have two of them sons of bitches.
Yeah, make up almost all your protein.
That's pretty, I mean, you know, whatever else is probably going to make up for.
I mean, I'll do 3 scoops a day.
Yeah.
75 grams of protein I'll drink every day. But I just make it all in one shaker bottle one time in the morning. Yeah. And then I'll drink a third, put it in the fridge, drink the next third, put it in the fridge.
Yeah, I can't do that. I've tried all that. That's nonsense.
And so, you know, that way it's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And because here's one thing that I feel like a lot of people will do a great job with their actual, like, say, breakfast, lunch, and dinner meals of getting protein in. It's those snacks in between that people end up being like, I'm just going to grab this granola bar.
Sure.
Because it's quick, it's easy, it's you're on the go, you're in the middle of work, or you do whatever. But all of that is usually just mostly carbohydrates.
Yeah.
So that's, for me, then, if I make a protein in a shaker bottle, have 3 scoops, I know that's 75 grams.
Mm-hmm.
I ate my breakfast. And then when it comes to snack time, if I just grab my carbohydrates and my fats really quick, or like I've got little, those pretzels with the peanut butter in the middle.
Yeah.
That's a carb and fats primarily. Grab a approximate serving size of those and then I drink a third of my shake. Well, then I know during my snacks then too, I'm getting in my protein.
Yeah.
That protein helps your blood levels stay somewhat consistent. It makes you stay a little bit more satiated throughout the day. So you're not getting those peaks and valleys of hangerness you know, that kind of thing. Hangriness.
Scientific term.
Yeah. Hangry. You're not getting hangry.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're not getting like super hungry and your blood sugar's not dropping and like all the things. And so I don't know. That is something that I would suggest people do. But you have to pay attention to serving. I mean, serving size. That's the perfect example.
Yeah.
Every brand is different. Every scoop size is different. You have to read the label and you have to know. Now, here's another thing that you can look at too. Is you can also tell very quickly if there's a particular protein brand that has a lot of fillers in it or not. Because if you get 25 grams of protein and it's much more over like 110 calories,
yeah,
you're probably getting a bunch of extra junk in there that you don't want. If it is, I mean, you it could probably be anywhere between like 95 and 100. I mean, technically, if it's true 25 grams of protein, it should be at least 100 calories.
Okay.
Because each gram of protein is 4 calories. So there you go. There's your math for the day.
Yeah, I'm so bored.
25 times 4. So, but, and then two, if your gram size is too much off, like the actual weight of it, that's another way that you can tell it's got a bunch of fillers in it.
Oh my
God. You don't want the fillers.
There's just so much.
Well, it's not a very well regulated industry. We've talked about this.
A kibble. Just want a bag.
My dad will say that. He's like, so does that mean I can just drink like protein shakes all the time?
Do you know how much protein is in dog food?
A lot, probably.
Just saying.
Just because it's their thing.
What's your favorite meat, protein source of meat?
Ground beef.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I just ground it up and just eat it.
You're wild for that.
Is that really that weird?
It's pretty weird.
I put sea salt on it.
It's still pretty weird.
Because I don't press it into a patty. And I don't make it into like a hamburger helper.
Fair enough.
Or I don't, you know, throw it into meat sauce.
What do you do? Eat it with a spoon?
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy online who puts it into like a plastic baggie and then cuts the end off and just like squeezes it out?
No.
And it looks like shit?
No.
Literally. And he's like, this is how you get your protein on the go.
I would have done that in my competition days. There's actually, for a long time, they don't sell them anymore, which is kind of a bummer because for years I lived on these at Costco. They used to have in the frozen section, they were turkey breast patties.
Okay.
So not like hamburger patties, but they were made out of turkey breast. I do not like dark meat. Like, yeah. I don't like dark turkey meat. Yeah. I only like the light. And so these particular ones were straight
white meat.
And they were pressed into patties. And each one was 30 grams of protein. And I would roast 6 at a time on a pan in the oven.
Yeah.
And so I would have 6. And then I would cut off like a third. Because then I would know this one's 20. This one's 20. I could measure my portions. And I would throw each of them into a baggie. I remember there was lots of softball tournaments. I would pack my lunch when I'd be in meal prep. And I would pull those out. And I would eat just a cold turkey patty that
I had
cooked.
You can't find turkey patties anywhere?
They Costco stopped carrying those. They were like the Kirkland brand.
Yeah.
You can find like Jenny O ones in like the grocery store, but they've got the dark meat mixed in.
Okay.
And I don't like that flavor of the dark meat. So they'll do turkey patties, but they have both the light and the dark meat. And it's, I have not been able to find that one.
How do you feel about eggs for protein?
I love eggs for protein.
Okay.
But they also like for eggs is one that you also have to pay attention to the fat numbers.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways that people will calculate out watching your macros, your proteins, your fats, your carbs. I mean, because technically you're supposed to count everything in everything.
Yeah.
Right. Because obviously even a chicken breast still has some fat in it. Eggs have protein and fat.
Yeah. Counting macros is
it's a lot, but like
I am at the point where I believe if you don't have a reason to be doing it, you don't need to be doing it.
Right. But if you also are like finding yourself not paying attention to how much you're eating,
I think everybody should like
it is a reality
for a little bit to get a sense of like what macros mean and how they actually fit into your diet.
Even if it's just for a week.
Sure.
It is a huge eye opener to see what you're actually consuming, the volumes, the total amounts, how balanced you are and not balanced.
But if you truly, truly like for whatever reason need to hit your macros or make your macros fit into the nice little package, you have to meal prep or at least
you have to weigh plan. You have to weigh. You have to plan.
You cannot accidentally hit your macros.
No. Now, I will say though, at this point, because I did meticulously weigh things, log it, pay attention for so long, I'm pretty good at eyeballing stuff now.
Sure. But you have people who are like just starting out and they're like, oh, what's this macro tracking, whatever.
I feel like Jonica, we talked about that with her episode. Yeah. Like I was like, Heba, how did you get to your point? And she's like, well, you have to learn it at some point. Like she did at the very beginning.
I think everybody should do a crash course on macro tracking and get a sense of what it is. But
Download.
I've had friends who have tried doing it, and I had one friend who was like trying it. She had the app and everything, and she was like, "It's so hard to like, because it's like a puzzle. You know, you got to make up for this if you're short, and then you go over this because you mean whatever." And she was like, "I didn't hit my macros because there was cake in the break room at work," and I'm like, well, you know, if you are in a place in your life where you're okay with eating break room cake, then you're not You're not going to hit, and which is fine.
Yep.
But you can't have your break room cake and your macros too.
And eat it too. No. You know, MyFitnessPal is a great easy pal to start with because you can just like plug things in. The only thing that is a little bit hard about some of those is users can self-enter in data, so you know, you'll have 50 peanut butters to choose from, which isn't ideal. But if you just spend the time going through, picking ones that match what you're eating and then saving it to like your favorites, and then you can pick them, and it can get pretty quick. It is really impossible to hit your macros if you don't plan.
No, yeah, it is.
And it's very easy to significantly go over on your carbohydrates before you hit your proteins and your fats. Mm-hmm. And so then you're like, well, now I hit my calories and my carbs are through the roof.
Yep.
But I don't have any room now to get my protein in. I'm like, protein has to come first. I feel like your proteins and your fats, make those are your big rocks.
And if you're not in a place in your life where you are prepared or willing to weigh food and pre-plan and pre-make food, then
it's okay.
Then it's perfectly fine. But you're not going to track your macro. You're not going to hit your macros.
No. And serving sizes, well, actually, before logging anything, just learn how to read a nutrition label.
Yeah.
And with that, I think it's maybe time for a quick little break. Be sure to check out our website at nachofitnesscoach.com where you can purchase merch and listen to all previous episodes. So we're back. For as much as I'd love to say everyone's eating foods that don't have labels on them, we still will. You know, they're there. So that could be a great place to just create some general awareness. But the thing that I like to look at is see the volume of their serving size.
Yeah.
Because it is probably way tinier than what you would consider, especially like consider cereals. For example, cereal serving size is only like 3/4 cup.
Yeah.
Do you know how tiny of a bowl that is? That doesn't even fill the bottom of most bowls. And you're dumping in 5 times that much to fill up a regular size bowl. Well, there's probably 700 calories, and which again could be fine, but if you're not even aware of what you're doing, that can also really derail your goals or progress towards what you think you're doing right. And it's wild because it happens really super fast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, you do have to track your macros. Just a general understanding that way when you see videos like this,
I think it's great to have an understanding of it.
And you know.
Yeah.
A banana is mostly carbohydrates.
Yep.
Peanut butter is mostly fats. I would never consider either one of those a protein source. And then this mom is slapping on this black and white text of sneaking in protein to your toddlers. I'm like, no.
She's not lying. There's protein
there
in peanut butter.
There is some in there, but it is not the primary macronutrient.
No.
And also don't fall into the false marketing of net carbs. It's complete bogus.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
God for you.
Now you know.
Thank God you came into my life.
It is also just complete garbage. So there you go. Now you know. You're welcome.
You heard it here first, folks.
I don't have an opinion about anything. That's actually scientifically proven, but it's fine.
I'm trying to think if I have any more questions. I feel like on our off times where we're not recording, I have a lot of questions about this particular subject. Yeah, and then we record and I just...
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of good ones that we covered. So kind of just plays into some of our theme about social media, but just be aware of what you're doing. Get educated.
Bottom line is everybody's lying to you. Everything is a lie. This is a simulation and
it's the Truman Show.
Oh, God. We should watch that, too.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
It's kind of a movie marathon.
Yes.
I've been meaning to watch The Truman Show. That is fucked up.
It's where we're at probably right now. It is wild. So there we go. That's it. That's all I had, was just wanted to bring up that topic. And well, we talked full circles about all the things. So here we go. Any more questions?
Let your lawyer know. I have
received my letter.
Rectified the situation.
All right. Well, thank you. Next time I'll just talk to you about it. Oh, good Lord. Okay. Until next time.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to head over to our Instagram at Nacho Fitness Coach and let us know how you feel about the topic. Do you love it or hate it?
Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you like our podcast, leave us a rating. See you next time.
You've been listening to Euphony Innovative's Sonified.